guys, I'm Tony.
And I'm Jordan. Most people wake up early on Sunday to be in the front row at church. We wake up early on Sunday to go to the Church of Formula One.
The Chinese Grand Prix in Shanghai.
Yes, been a while since they've raced there.
5 years since the last time they raced there.
Pretty crazy, yes. I know they had a bunch of stats on, the last time it was there, and I should have written some of them down, but it was...
That's okay.
Pretty much like Piastri wasn't there, and Guan Yu wasn't there, and all of this stuff, and Max only had... One. Everything. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
It was like his first time winning was today.
What?
His first time winning at the Shanghai Grand Prix.
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, he has. Yeah.
Okay. I was like,
I was confused. Okay. But yes, he hasn't won there. It was his first victory there. Kind of gives away who won, but it's to be expected. So.
Yeah. So we had 56 laps, 16 turns, and it was 3.3 miles. Since I've gotten into F1, I haven't seen this circuit. Mm-hmm. So it was fun to see. It was new for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it. I know that this was a sprint race, so they had the sprint, then they had qualifying, and then the race. Those who won in the sprint was kind of like, we had Max, obviously, but then we had Lewis up there. And
yes, Lewis was up there in the sprint.
He took second.
He was leading for a little while too, which was kind of cool.
Which is crazy because
I haven't seen it in what feels like forever. And then he started in 18th.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so we can get into the race. So, this is where everyone ended up. So we had Logan was started in the pit lane. And then it went, let me start from front to back, not back to front.
You can do back to front if you want.
Okay. So starting from last place, we had Logan, who was starting in the pit lane. And then we had Yuki Tsunoda, Lewis Hamilton, Kevin Magnussen, Zhou Guan Yu, Pierre Gasly, Alexander Albon, Esteban Ocon, Daniel Ricciardo, Lance Stroll, Valtteri Bottas, Nico Hülkenberg, George Russell, Carlos Sainz, Charles Leclerc, Oscar Piastri, Lando Norris, Fernando Alonso, Sergio Perez, and then Max Verstappen. And Bottas is crazy to me where Bottas is and where Lewis is. Because it's usually not
You're not used to seeing them.
Yeah, almost swapped.
In that way. Yeah, it is essentially like they did swap for this one, which is kind of crazy for sure.
So what were your predictions?
My predictions were Max winning. Mm-hmm. Kind of my obvious prediction at this point. And then I had Alonso followed by Perez.
And I had Max, Perez, and then Lando. So.
Well, and when we were talking about our predictions, I told you, okay, I have mine. And then I kept going back and forth.
You did.
I kept going back and forth between Alonso and Lando. I wasn't sure who I wanted to put up there, because I was going to put Max and Checo in there. I wasn't sure the order for where I was going to place Checo. I knew Max was going to be first in my prediction, but I bounced back and forth. And
I think what was funny is, so we watched the race after the fact that it was already done. So because it was 1 a.m. our time. It was 1 a.m.
our time when it came on, yes.
So we waited until Sunday morning, that morning, mm-hmm. not 1 a.m., but 10 a.m. And it was funny because before we watched the race, we ran to the grocery store and I put on my McLaren shirt and had a McLaren hat on. And me and Jordan know, we both know, don't get on anything. So we don't know what results are because we want to watch the race. It's on for the first time, we don't want to have our predictions kind of altered for mm-hmm. that reason. And I put on all my McLaren stuff and Jordan goes, did you look at the results? And I was like, no. And he was like, are you sure?
It just seemed odd because I don't ever see you wear that McLaren hat.
Yeah. Normally. But I didn't want to do my hair. So that's why I did it. But
you didn't put on your Lewis hat.
I didn't.
So it was kind of interesting.
Fishy. Yes. But I promise I didn't check out anything, which that you guys will see how the results ended up. But there's a little teaser as to maybe who was in the top. So in the first like start out of the race.
Did you say your predictions?
Yeah. I said it was Max Perez and Lando.
Wow. Yeah. I like that you call him Lando.
I meant Land. I corrected myself.
I wasn't sure if you even said your predictions, to be honest.
I did. So, so the beginning of the race, Alonso had a great start. He jumped into second place pretty fast.
He did, yeah.
So
that's when I said, oh, we can end right now.
Yep.
For my prediction.
You sure did. And so he got a great start.
Yeah,
it was so good.
His timing was fantastic on this one.
Yeah, it was really good. And so, but I mean, he didn't keep it for very long, but he did have a really good start. But
he's a good driver, Alonso. He's been doing it a while. He's the oldest one there. He is, I don't know if we mentioned it. I don't think we've had an episode to mention it, but he did re-sign with Aston Martin again.
Oh, yes, you're correct.
I don't recall what the timeline was for that one, how many years, but he did re-sign with them, said he's...
I think it was a two-year.
He's there, and was it a two? It might have been a two, but I think...
Don't quote me, I don't know.
I think he said that, you know, this could be his last one.
Oh, really?
And then he may retire, but it seems like he's just having a good time, so why not keep doing it?
Yeah, he does seem to be enjoying himself.
Kind of the opposite of Kimi towards the end. Kimi just seemed irritated to be there.
Yeah.
And Alonso just seems like he's having a great time. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I know there's going to be some changes. Honda is going to be there, power unit supplier. So things are going to kind of switch up. But yes, he's back. He's looking as good as he has for quite a while. So it's kind of crazy that the old guy's doing quite well against these guys that are could be his kid. So kind of wild.
Literally. So the beginning of the race was good. Alonso had a great start. We did have a hiccup with Gasly's pit stop in the beginning. One of their dudes was just like on the floor.
Yeah, because they showed it and then they showed the replay. And what it looked like had happened was the car kind of slipped off the jack.
Mm.
And Gasly, like that happens and you just take off. So it hit and he hit the gas and his right rear tire was not on.
It wasn't on.
And it knocked the mechanic down that was holding the tire and they managed to get it back up, get that tire on, and they said that he was okay, he was good. But yeah, it was kind of
like screwed him too, though, you know, like as far as like where he was.
Yeah, it didn't help on the time it took, but I mean, good thing.
And
that
guy
was fine, that mechanic, because that probably is a bit terrifying.
Oh yeah,
like you say, you always want to be the tire person. I don't know if you would have wanted to today.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's not wrong. But the thing is that I was thinking, I liked that he like checked on him. Gasly did.
No, I did think that was really good. Yeah, the radio popped up and, oh, is he okay? And that was pretty cool to see because, you know, during the race, it seems like they can be pretty
like
ruthless
just so,
maybe
yeah,
and so
focused yeah.
on that, you know, but I mean, it does seem like anytime anything happens, they all do check that. Like,
yeah.
Someone crashes, it's like, oh, is he okay?
Right.
And, you know, stuff happens. So they are good about that. And I mean, that's kind of to be expected, but it's always nice to see when they do that. And I'm sure as that guy, the mechanic that it happened to, like, that's probably like, oh, that's good that he cares,
he checked
you know?
In. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then in my notes,
I did notice that.
All it says is Lewis sucks. And I think the reason why I said that, mind you, I love him. I still love him, you guys. I really do, but he freaking sucks right now. And like today, all he did was complain.
Yeah, he was very negative on the radio today, which isn't common for him. You know,
but they did say, like, whenever it's always this car slow, it's this, like, this car slow. Like, we hear that a lot from him,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it is, I mean, he's not happy. We already know. All of us know he's not happy with the car, which is probably a huge reason why he's not going to be there next year.
Well, what is interesting is he kept saying that the car slow is,
but then, know, he got second.
Tires are rough, but then in the sprint, he was doing so well. So it's like, what? There's something there. Are they, like, changing? I mean, and, you know, they change so much stuff, and they have all these strategies and all these plans. And I know it's a little different under race conditions, but he did so well in the sprint. So it's like, I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not as easy to come by for him than he has had with previous cars. Right.
Well,
I don't know.
Like, so on the radio, he goes, you know, I'm having a hard time catching him. And it was Ocon, the Alpine car. And
we all know how Alpine has been this season.
Like, he couldn't get in front of Esteban.
Yeah.
You know?
It was,
like,
it
was that was
crazy.
Just crazy to me. It looks like, you know, we did have the Red Bulls do a double stack in earlier towards, like, before we even got to lap 20. And they did a double stack. And what they were saying is, like, Perez was really struggling on his tires. And, like, but it was really, like, worthless for Max to go in. But they just, like, there's so much time that Max is in front of everyone
else.
They
were even kind of, like, joking about that. Like, oh, they wanted to give him a chance to pass some of these cars because he's always so used to being ahead of them.
Yes,
so he came
exactly.
out in a little bit of traffic and had to
get back
had
up
to pass him. I mean, he did, as he does. But yeah, it was, he didn't necessarily have to
go in there,
which was kind of interesting.
So, but we were like, the race was going good, pretty clean toward in the beginning of the race. And mm-hmm. you hear on the radio to go to Charles, we're going to go with plan D.
Yes.
And me and Jordan look at each other, and I'm like, Jordan, they have to actually, like, study for these freaking races.
The thing that's interesting too is that's, like, Ferrari's specialty. They always have, like, okay, we're going to plan Y or stuff like that. It's like, come on, guys, what is going on here?
Yeah. But the thing is I'm like, okay, you have to memorize what plan A is, what mm-hmm. plan B is, what plan C is.
And then you have to keep that in your mind while you're actively racing.
Yeah.
D, and it's like, I mean, you can't, what the hell is D? Because all the teams
can listen
to
what
figure out your strategy and know what's going on. So it's like, holy hell, what are they doing there that they have? I mean, it's good that they have so many plans, but also that probably sucks as a driver that they have so many plans
to know and memorize those plans, you know?
Because
even you were like, if they would have said plan D, I'd been like, what's plan D, guys? I forgot. You know, like, you would have.
Yeah, like, it would be hard to keep all of that memorized. And I mean, this is what these guys do. They're great at their job, so I'm sure they're fine. But, like, as an outside observer, it's kind of crazy to think, like, everything they have to
know,
keep in mind and know. And it's like, okay, plan A, that was probably pit on lap 26, but what was plan D? Was that lap 30? Like, it'd be so hard to know what's going
everything.
On. And we don't know how complicated or simple these plans are, but it is kind of crazy that they do. And it's always Ferrari. That
always.
We hear, like, plan D. I think we've even heard a plan E one time, which was wild at the time. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, obviously he knew it. He kind of just went with his thing and didn't question anything. So
yeah, no, it was crazy. But like I said, at the beginning of the race, from like until lap 21, we had a really clean race.
Yeah, there wasn't
really
crazy. No.
But on lap 21, we did have Valtteri retire his car due to engine failure. And he, like, got off the track, but, like, he was, like...
He was off the track, but where he was, if someone missed the turn, they're coming right into that
car. And he was, like, just standing there.
He was just kind of hanging out. And the announcers even were like...
Why do we not have
that's a... That's not a good spot. They should definitely have a safety car.
Yeah, to get people to slow down. And it was crazy because, like, you do see them. Like, you see him standing outside his car just, like, doing something. Like, trying probably to get the wheel off or something, you know, or do something. I don't know what he was trying to do. Mm-hmm. But you see the cars, like, coming at him, like, so fast. Yeah,
well, and like him, how he had his engine failure and that's where he went off, like, okay, someone else, that's exactly where they would end up if they had some issue in that turn, mm-hmm. locked up, didn't make something, that's exactly where they're going, because he didn't get off of, like, off of the track towards an access road or anything like that.
Right.
He was where it could have been bad if someone would have had the same situation as him, for sure.
Yeah, they didn't even deploy the full safety car until lap 23.
Yeah, they did a virtual for a lap and then finally the full safety car, but...
It was crazy.
It was, and then it seemed like it took them quite a while to get that car out of the way.
They couldn't get it into neutral is what they were saying. Like, you could see all of the, like...
They were all... Yeah, all trying the marshals to, are marshals, out there trying to push it.
Push this... Like, there were probably 12 marshals trying to push this freaking car, and they could not... I think
there is, like, a button or a switch or something that they can do it, but who knows if, you know, something had seized up, locked up, and they still couldn't, or what was going on. But, yeah, it took them a while, which... Led to Max asking essentially why they still had a safety car.
He's like, what's going on?
And he's like, oh, there's debris on the track or whatever. And Max is like, oh, well, if it's marbles, yeah, maybe. Because that's all that he could tell that was out there. But it did seem like it took him a while to get the safety car. And then the safety car was out for a while when they finally did deploy it.
Yeah. No, I agree. But... That one wasn't too crazy, but what happens next on lap 27?
Yeah, that was interesting when they essentially had their restart and Max had everyone backed up and
clumped together.
And Stroll, I don't really know what the hell Stroll was doing.
Honestly, he was just not paying attention.
Yeah, he just went right into the back of Ricardo, lifted the back of his car up and pushed him a while. I don't know how Ricardo didn't hit the
person in front of him.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, they were all kind of bunched up in that turn. And, you know, everyone up to that point, there were, what, four?
Yeah.
That had kind of gone through. They were up through there. Then you see they showed it in slow-mo and they go through. And then you see Ricardo's car coming in. And then the back end is sitting on top of Stroll's.
Yeah. And he landed hard.
He did land pretty hard. I'm sure that,
like,
that
hurt his back or sure something. Yeah. And I think what's so crazy is, like, me looking at it, I'm like, Stroll, you're a freaking idiot. Like, what were you not paying attention to? And then you hear him on the radio, hey, that was Daniel's fault. He brake checked me. What an idiot.
He brake checked me. Yeah. He was all pissed off about it.
And then, like, Daniel's out and they going to do interviews and whatnot, press, whatever. And they were like, what do you think, you know, of the situation? He's like, well, apparently I'm the freaking idiot and it's my fault. And he was, like, all pissed. And he's like, F that guy. Like, I'm mad. Like,
I get where he's coming from, because there was nothing he could do in that situation. Nothing. He was paying attention because they were all braking. Like, these cars don't have brake lights. Sorry, Stroll. I don't know if you were expecting that. But yeah, he paid attention, and then Stroll just ran right into him, which we've seen Stroll do.
Yeah, Stroll sucks. You were even saying, like, I bet, like, Aston Martin would be, like, such a good team if Lance wasn't on that.
If they could get rid of him and get someone else there that's a better driver, that team could be
up, like,
there.
Imagine if they got Liam Lawson.
They could be up there, but
that's
when your dad owns the team, your job is safe.
You're always going to get signed a contract when your dad owns the team.
Pretty much, yes. But yeah, that was kind of crazy. And they showed that a few times.
Yeah. And which he ended up getting a 10-second penalty for causing that collision. He did cause a collision. So.
Yes, he did. And there were quite a kind of a slew of penalties that all kind of came out at once. At
literally, it was like one name, 10-second penalty, another name, 10-second penalty.
Yeah, they were handing out 10-second. Surprisingly, we did not see Ocon.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, Ocon didn't get one, you guys. But Logan Sargeant, he got a 10-second penalty for impeding. Mm-hmm. Then we did have Stroll get the 10-second for causing a collision. And then we also had Kevin get a 10-second penalty.
Yes. And his was with the, like, a safety car.
Oh, okay.
Like, he had passed when you're not supposed to, essentially. And on that topic, Ricardo got hit with not a penalty in this race because he did not make it through this race.
Right.
He got a 3-place grid penalty for Miami for the same passing under a safety car, essentially.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, because I saw it after and I was kind of reading through it, and it was a violation of that is what he got hit with. And they can't give you a penalty if you're not finishing the race.
Yeah,
so, he
retired his car.
Yes.
On lap 33 because he had floor damage due to the collision with Stroll. So he couldn't finish, which is, I guess, the reason why he has that grid penalty for Miami.
Yes. Yep. They didn't give it to him during the race because he did not finish. So he gets it in Miami. If he makes it to Miami, I think he will. He didn't do well, but it wasn't necessarily due to
him. It wasn't his fault.
So I think he'll be fine. I don't know if I mentioned it on our episode or if it was just Dustin talking that I thought, okay, if he doesn't do well in China, I don't think he'll make it to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see, because it was different circumstances, but
I think he's going to make it to Miami.
But I do think Liam is just right there waiting.
They make sure to show him,
and even I can't remember which one of the announcers said that. But, oh, there's our mandatory Liam Lawson shot.
Yeah.
Like, they like to show him anytime there's an issue with Daniel, they will just show Liam. Just
they like, they know what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
And I'm sure it'll be an exciting episode on Drive to Survive, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people always say, you know, Drive to Survive, like, wants all the drama and stuff. But, like, even just
well, and I think
they know what they're doing.
Like, they're kind of playing into it too, due to the popularity of Drive to Survive and how many new people that's brought in. Oh, well, we can kind of just do this when we're showing a regular race. Daniel standing there and Liam right behind him.
Yeah,
and,
no,
and
for
stuff
sure.
like that. So it is kind of funny that they do that. But
do you want to give us our result where we ended up at?
Yes, I will. I'll start from P1. We had Max Verstappen. Shocking, I know. And then in P2, we had Lando Norris.
Woo woo.
P3, Sergio Perez, Charles Leclerc, Carlos Sainz, George Russell, who had a decent performance today, and they didn't really talk about him or show him much. But,
not at all.
He got P6, so that's pretty good. Fernando Alonso was in P7. Piastri, P8. Hamilton, P9.
Which, you guys, pausing, he started in 18.
He did do pretty well from where he was. He gained nine positions throughout
the
race.
That's pretty freaking good, even though he sucks.
Even though he's having a rough go. I think it's just we're so used to not seeing him have to fight for points.
Right.
He's usually, I mean, I know it's been a little while, but it's still like kind of ingrained that he is where Max is where you expect Lewis to be, because it was always he was leading the race by like 20 seconds and stuff like that. But yes, he did have a pretty good performance based on where he started. So P10, we had Hulkenberg. P11 was Ocon. P12 was Albon. P13 was Gasly. P14 was Guan Yu, which we will touch on after I finish this. P15 was Stroll. P16 was Magnussen. P17 was Sargeant. And then we did have Ricardo, Tsunoda, and Bottas that did not finish this race.
The Cash App. What do they call
V-Carb.
V-Carb.
Visa Cash app Racing Bulls.
Yeah, them. A rough day for them. Both their cars retired.
It was rough for them, for sure. But as I said, with Guan Yu, they it was pretty cool what they did for Guan Yu. It's his home race. He's from Shanghai. They loved him. They kept cheering him on, there. Even though, you know, he was at the end most of the, like, he wasn't ever up towards the points or anything. But, and they put the P1, P2, P3 signs out there, the Parc Fermé signs on the grid, which Lando missed the memo. So he went to the, he went to pit row. So he had a hard time with that, but they had one that was just for Guan Yu, and it just had like his picture and his name, and he got to pull out there on the grid, and he was just crying and excited,
and like the everyone loved it. And I think my favorite my favorite thing was when they go the commentators
he's celebrating like he won.
Yeah, they celebrated like he won, but he got 14th, and I just died laughing.
It was pretty funny because I mean they had a point, but it was cool.
Like really were like they loved him there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was similar, I would say, like better support than we see Yuki get in Japan. Like it was pretty intense, and I mean, I think in all of the other countries you have a couple drivers, you know, from there. So I mean, Max gets crazy support when they're in Netherlands.
Yeah.
But like in the UK, it's like there's a few, you know, like Lewis and George and Lando. So it's not as intense. Like this one, a lot of people had, you know,
just his big, signs, like a big
and
head, like a
big cardboard cut head, out of his head and stuff. Yeah, so he definitely had support, which was, it was cool to see. And it was a nice gesture that they did that for him.
And it was cool for him because he's never raced there. Yeah, it's been 5 years since they even opened. I mean, been back there. It was just really honestly cool. But it was so funny how they were like, man, they're celebrating like he got first, but he was in 14th. Like,
yeah, it was just so funny. But I mean, Yuki kind of did the same thing in Japan. He celebrated like he won too.
That is true. And so my predictions were the closest this time around. So I think like wearing my McLaren stuff, just like I just had a good feeling, I guess.
I guess you can wear your Lewis stuff and see if that helps.
Yeah, I guess I could try.
Maybe, but driver of the day. Yes. Who did you vote for?
I voted for Alonso, and I know that sounds really weird, but I thought his jump start at the beginning of the race, he did so well.
I would not have guessed that, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. I wouldn't have thought you would have picked Alonso.
Yeah, so, and it wasn't because of like the whole, I mean, he did maintain well the whole race, but what really got me was how he did his jump start in the beginning of the race, how well it was.
He ended up getting the fastest lap.
Oh, he did.
Also was Alonso. So.
What about you? Who did you vote for?
I went back and forth like I
usually do
apparently. For a little while, I was thinking Lewis.
I almost did Lewis too. Just due
to, you know, starting in 18th, getting up to 9th, it was pretty impressive. But at the end of the day, I did vote for Lando.
You did?
Yes, I just thought, you know, he did well. He got where he needed to be.
And he did not think he was going to get there.
No, he had like
no faith in himself or the team. I was like, oh. He goes, yeah, I had bets going, like that the Ferrari were going to go up there. Yeah, I wasn't expecting to be up here. I was like, oh my gosh, Lando.
It's kind of funny, but yeah, I chose him. He is the one who ended up getting it. I didn't see the final vote split.
I didn't either.
I know Lewis and Alonso and Lando were the top three that I think I remember seeing.
Really?
Yeah, from what I remember, yeah, I think Alonso and was it Alonso? No, I can't remember, but I think it might have been one of the times they
put
the results up there before it finished. But yes, went with Lando. He did pretty good. It was, and you know, it's been a while since they've been in Japan or not Japan, China. So that was pretty cool to see that one. I'm sure the drivers that haven't got to race there enjoyed that.
Exciting. Yeah,
the only really new tracks that we've had recently have been in America. So
yeah,
it's kind of cool to have
because like essentially Logan
a new track for these guys.
Probably has never raced there.
No, Logan, I'm sure. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I did enjoy it. I thought it was a good race. It was eventful in the fact that Stroll has issues driving, but that's kind of,
yeah, he always it has seems issues. Like
any issues we have in races, somehow he's tied to, which is fun. So
yeah, no kidding. But next week we're in Miami.
I don't think it's next week.
Oh, it's not.
I think there's another.
I thought we didn't have a break this time.
I think there's another gap. I believe.
I swear so. When they said it that there was no gap, but I must be wrong.
I believe so. 3rd through the 5th of May. So, yes, we have another gap.
And we will be delayed on recording that. Just so you guys get a heads up, we will be not posting that episode probably until Tuesday or Wednesday. I will be out of town, so
I'll watch it without her. It's fine.
Yeah, he can watch it. He can probably record all by himself. So if he decides to do that, you guys will get one on time. If not, it will be postponed.
We'll see. I can just sit and talk to myself and to all of you. I can try to bounce between both of us and act like you. Oh, Yuki. Lewis sucks. I could do things like that. We'll see how that pans out. So. We've done all of them together, so we might just keep that going. We'll find out.
Okay.
Well, stay tuned for that. We'll see what happens.
All right, you guys have a good week.
See ya.